Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Linda Dano, and I'm on Star Dish Radio. Thanks for listening.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Star Dish Radio. Today is Thursday, January 28th, 2010. I still can't get over the fact that there's only three more days left in this month. Hope your new year is off to a fantastic start, everyone. Come back on Monday, February 1st. Scott Clifton from One Life to Live will be joining me to talk about his role as Skylar Joplin. Let's jump into it, guys. My guest tonight has been called the Julia Roberts of home shopping. And you know what? In comparison, they're both drop-dead gorgeous. I have to say that. She's appeared in over 75 infomercials in the past two decades, hawking such products as the Pressabella, Jack LaLanne's famed power juicer, and Montel Williams' Health Master Blender. And television viewers have come to trust her presence and to understand that she only lends her name and image to quality products. Her passion is currently focused on a contraption called Spin Gym, and she has come by the show this evening to tell us all about it. She's feisty, she's energetic, and she's a hell of a lot of fun. So please give a warm Star Dish welcome to the fantastic Forbes Riley.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to hire you to be my PR rep. You're adorable.
Well, I thank you very much.
Here. Thank you. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Yonkers, New York.
Okay, because I grew up in Oceanside, Long Island, because I grew up talking a lot like you did, but it didn't work for my sales career.
You know, so many people tell me all the time to get rid of the accent, and I honestly just can't.
Don't get rid of anything. Know. You know what? Here's the thing. I was 16 years old, and I needed money for college because my dad had been in a bad accident, and I entered into the Miss Teenage America pageant, and I ended up going from Miss Teenage New York down to the Miss Teenage America pageant in Oklahoma. And they're all like, you know, y'all have the funniest accent I've ever heard. I'm like, what you talking about, the accent? Let's just say I didn't not only win, but I didn't really get Miss Congeniality either. And somebody said, you know, you ought to work on that accent. So I've been working on this for three decades.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I'm 40 now, and I just don't think it's going anywhere. So many people, you know, I moved to Florida like 12 years ago, and a woman that I met there, and I became really good friends, and she was from Long Island, and she's kept, I saw her talking different around other people, and I said, why do you keep trying to change your accent? And she said, oh, it's not good for the insurance business. I was like, I refuse to talk any other way than the way that I talk. In fact, I used to get into arguments with my kids' teachers because they used to try and make them talk first. And I was like, that's the way he talks, that's the way he talks. Don't try and make him sound like a Floridian. I used to get so offended.
That's so funny. So where are you living?
Well,
so where in Florida?
I used to live in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, because we recently moved 2 years ago from Los Angeles down to St. Pete now because that's where home shopping is. In fact, I am on the air live tonight at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really? And I'm usually up at that time, so I'll be watching.
Oh, yeah, well, I will be up in full makeup and on a piece of exercise equipment.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. My cousins live in St. Pete. It's a beautiful area, very beautiful.
Well, I'm loving it. I'm raising my 7-year-old twins with my husband, and it's great. And
you have a boy and a girl, right?
I do. I feel incredibly blessed. And, you know, it's funny because my daughter named Spin Gym what it is, and I owe her a lot. And they're very enthusiastic. In fact, she sold one to her first grade teacher the other day.
Really?
Thought,
and
you know
what? I have to say, I'm a skeptic when it comes to buying exercise equipment over the Internet because, I mean, I bought the ab roller. I bought that, I don't even know what it's called, that really long thing not the ab rocker. I don't even know what it's called, but it was a lot of money. And I ended up giving away 99% of it because, to me, it just wasn't worth it. But I tell you, I got this Spin Gym, and this little sucker is amazing.
I thank you, and I appreciate you calling it a little sucker because I'll tell you what it is. You know, I have been in the health and fitness business since the early 90s, although I was a professional dancer most of my life. I was a chunky dancer. And so I've been on every single diet known to man. I understand that whole process. But in my career, because I hosted a show called Fit TV for 5 years, we saw every piece of fitness and wellness equipment. And you know, it's taken me almost 20-some-odd years to put my name on a piece of equipment because I saw all the big things, all the big ab things and all of. And you know what? You get a sense that they're all just these that you almost don't need them. And
right.
some of them I sold, some of them I liked, some of them were ingenious. But when this came along, because I didn't invent it, I actually found this product being marketed as kind of an office workout stretch thing, like you do for a couple of minutes and put it on your desk.
Right, right.
And when I touched it, because at first I couldn't get it to work. I looked at it going, oh, yeah, what the heck does that do?
Uh-huh.
And I put it in my hand, and just like you said, I touched this, and my entire world changed. In fact, I just met with the guy who I licensed it from in England. And he remembers that night, too, because I was kind of snobby about it. I'm like, yeah. He's like, no, I actually do pretty well at this. I'm like, dude, I sell fitness equipment. This is, what is this?
Right.
And when I saw it, I realized that there's an entire program. You can carry it with you. And I've actually watched it change people's lives because it's ridiculously effective. I mean, you tell me. You know, you're not getting paid to tell me that you love it.
No, and that's the thing. And I said to people that I've been talking to about it since I got it. I just got it last week, and it's amazing. It really, really is amazing. You feel the burn. You just, it's an amazing thing. My 9-year-old wanted to try it, but I didn't want to let him try it yet because I was afraid he's going to whack himself. But I made my 17-year-old try it, and he's a football player, and he loves it.
Oh my gosh! Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Technique-wise, make sure they do it. They do it with their arms bent, but try it with their arms completely straight, especially
yeah.
for a football player, and he will burn up his shoulders.
Oh, yeah. Well, I it was funny. The thing was yesterday I was on the computer, and my friend Brandon and I were talking via webcam, and I said, and he's a big fan of yours also, so I was like, you have to see the spin gym. So I'm showing him through the webcam, and I'm spinning it, and I'm stretching it. He was like, really, that's it? I said, yeah, it's amazing. I mean,
and
it's
funny
so
is when
worth
people,
it.
Well, but you know, and I love you for saying that, but it's funny when people look at it, they don't think you're doing anything, do they?
No, not at all, because at first my son Christian says, what am I supposed to do with this? I said, that's what I said when I opened the box. And I sat there and I twirled it, and I was like, this can't be right. And then I figured it out, and I did it. And I said, now you do it. And he's like, Ma, I could sit here and do this all day. Are you kidding me? And then he was doing it. And he looked at me, and he was like, really? I was like, yeah, really. Go ahead and sit there and do that all day. I'll pay
yeah,
you
so
to sit there and do it all day.
And 5 minutes later, he was done, wasn't he?
He's like, all right, here. He said, I want to play Madden. I said, yeah, I thought so. Tell
well,
me.
I'll tell you what, because you know what, we're so used to traditional thinking that we have to lift heavy weights. And you know what's
right.
funny? I don't know if you know, but I'm getting inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame in March.
Yes, I do. I do. We were going to talk about that.
Well, and I'm
That's
overjoyed.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And you know, it's really fascinating because I've been committed to fitness, and like I said, I've been in the gym and as a dancer since I was 5 years old.
Right.
And there's always... I watched how people work out, and you know, not that I'm in this because I'm the most ingenious workout person. I'm actually getting inducted because of my commitment to getting people to promote in-home fitness equipment, so you don't have to go to a big gym. I tell the story that my mom, wonderful Jewish from New York, 260 pounds my whole life. You know, we grew up on fried chicken and any kind of fun, you know, tons of dressing on your salad every night, and just a 1960s, 70s kind of mentality with food. Not her fault. I had a lot of TV dinners, and we thought we were having good. Remember when McDonald's first came out?
Yeah.
What a treat.
Yes.
McDonald's was the treat to go to. Who knew? And I'll say it publicly how evil that company is. But any company that puts additives in their food that makes you want to go back and have more when there's very little nutritional value is an evil company to me, especially when it appeals to kids.
Right.
And so I took her to the gym. I used to try to drag her and my dad. And one day, I remember I'd bought her this year-long thing, and she grabbed me by the arm, and she said, look, you've got to stop. And I said, what are you talking about, Mom? She said, I don't want to be here. I don't like it here. And I'm like, come on, you got it. It's like, stop. I don't like the big pieces of equipment. I don't know what to do. I'm not comfortable with them. There's people everywhere. They're looking at me. I don't want to get dressed for her. I feel uncomfortable. I just want to go home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was upset. And it took me a little while to realize that you can't negate somebody's feelings and that there are a lot of people who don't feel comfortable in that environment. In fact, it's kind of built for people who are fit, who want to show off, who want to pump in front of each other. And it's also a very male environment. And and not until Curves came along where they really understand that women prefer to be around other women, to make it simple. And exercise doesn't have to be the tradition. It doesn't have to be lifting dumbbells. And I say to people, dumbbells, they don't call them dumb for no reason. It's a heavy weight, and somebody's asking me to lift it. Are you kidding me?
Right, exactly.
And you're like, there's other ways to get functionally fit. And Spin Gym fits in your purse. You would love me. I actually had it on the airplane yesterday. I came home from London. I was selling them in London last night. And I got to travel business class. You sit in those really nice pods. And I've got everybody in the cabin spinjaming.
Get out of here. That's hysterical.
No, I get people everywhere. I mean, I'm online for the play that we saw. We're spinjaming. I'm at the loo, at the bathroom. We're spinjaming. Some woman asked me at a Japanese restaurant. She said, oh, you have nice arms. I said, next thing I know, she's buying me my lunch for a spinjam.
You see? And it really is an incredible little invention. I mean, props to the guy that did it, but props to you because you're an awesome selling person. You know, I mean, I've seen you on things, and the Jack LaLanne juicer, my mother bought it from you. I mean, you know, you do sell, and you sell well. You could sell, you know, hay to a donkey if you had to, you know. And this thing I recommend to, I've been talking to everybody about it since I opened the package and did my first little tugs.
Had did you watch
Definitely
the video?
Worth I did. I started watching one of them. I didn't finish them, but it's something that I have set in my laptop. So whenever I have a free minute when I'm not looking at something, I pop it in, you know, press play, and I do it.
Have you done the ab one?
No, not yet. No. See, I just started, and you're going to yell at me because I did just start going to a gym. My aunt bought me a membership to a gym for Christmas. And see, long story short, I'm a cancer survivor and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and a bone marrow transplant survivor. So the chemotherapy that I did all throughout my treatments was clinical trials, clinical trials, clinical trials. So it did a lot of damage to my muscles and to my body and to my nerves. And because of that, there's a lot of lack of activity, and I gained an incredible amount of weight. And one of my lungs is damaged from the radiation, so it makes it a little bit more difficult for me to breathe. So I put on a lot of weight. So she thought this would help me because it has a women's center, you know, four women only in this particular gym. So I do go, and I think this person you know actually too, Natalie Ritano, I think you worked with her on VIP.
Yes, I did.
Well,
and that's very funny.
Okay.
She's wonderful, by the way, and she's quite fit.
Yes, she is a friend of mine now via this show because I had her on for her fitness stuff. So her and I have been talking, and she's been giving me tips what to do here and there. So I just slowly got back into it. So the ab thing, I'm really not feeling it yet. You know, I mean, I do them, but it's very difficult for me.
Okay, so
but,
here's what I'm going to have you do. And again, just in case, and I'm going to pitch it in case any of the viewers are sitting there going, all right, I love this. How do I get to it? You need to go to myspingym.com.
Uh-huh.
So if anyone's interested. But here's what you need to do. You need to sit on your chair, not get on the floor. How much weight do you want to lose right now?
Oh, God, I'd be happy with 50 pounds right now. My goal is 100.
Well, actually, you know what? After this, I'll email you. But we're actually doing a fitness challenge in a magazine called besteveryou.com that I'm running for 12 weeks. There's no charge to it, and we're just going to be monitoring people, giving them spin gyms, and kind of coaching them through the program. But one of the things that you want to do is you sit in your chair. Are you sitting there now, like in a regular chair? Okay,
yep.
Imagine leaning back like 45 degrees and engage your tummy muscles.
Okay.
And now start spin gymming.
Oh, okay.
And what you want to do, so now you've got your – are you hands-free?
Yep, I'm getting the spin gym out right now. We're just talking.
Yes. So wind up your – and this is great. You know what we did – we were actually tonight, we were at a – you don't laugh, but St. Petersburg had a magazine called City Life, and they honored the 20 most beautiful people in town, and I happen to be one of them. And well, thank you very much. It's beautiful inside and out, and it was a very nice honor because I'm new to the community, and we're trying to give back. And one of my goals with Spin Gym is to help. I've got a quadriplegic who can barely move his upper body who loves my Spin Gym, who sent me a photo. Unbelievable.
Oh. Really?
I have a stroke patient. She's 32 years old. She can only lock her hands on the fingers on her left side because they don't move. And
right.
She's pulling with her right one, and she is over the moon. I've got two cancer patients that are neighbors of mine who I just gave this to, and they both broke out crying. Because as one of them said, she said, I have no T cells. I can't go to the gym. I said, I feel good like a week in between my chemo, but I don't know what to do. And so I have this vision for Spin Gym that it just becomes the friend of people who can't get out of bed, can't get out of their chair, who've had mastectomies. I mean, I'm making them in pink what I'm planning to do with the pink one is that a portion of the proceeds will go not to just donate to a cancer charity, but to donate Spin Gyms to post-mastectomy patients. Have you stretched with it, by the way?
Yes, I have. Yes,
thank
I have.
You.
I'm telling
Isn't
you,
it amazing?
It's incredible. It really, really is. And I was just doing it while you were talking, and I can feel it in my core. Just
yes,
from what
okay,
you told
so,
me,
okay.
I'm leaning back.
Now, okay, so now take it one step further. So now you pull your belly button to your spine. So now you feel, while you're spin gymming, you feel in your core. Now lift up one of your legs and continue to spin gym. And pull your belly
God.
In as tight as you... I'm sorry, what?
This is amazing.
And you're not even on the floor, are you?
No, not at all.
Where
oh, my
you,
God.
Where are you feeling it?
I feel it in the leg, and I feel it in my stomach.
Yep. And you're going to feel it all along your psoas muscle. And here's what's amazing about spin gym, is you are feeling it in such a deep, unique way that I can't even describe, because of the way that the inertia and the vibration of what you're pulling, it's not a dumbbell. It's not a static machine. It's so much more.
It is. It definitely is. And I recommend it to so many people already. Even my father, oh, my God, my father, he buys everything. He sees something and he buys it. He bought, I swear to God, this, I think it was like $800, some Pilates machine. And my dad is a big guy. He's like 6'4". I said, what the hell are you going to do on that thing? You know, and he's a heavy guy too, you know, but he's proportionately okay. I said, there's no way you'll be able to do that. And then he's like, well, you keep it. I was like, there ain't no way I'm going to get my short little fat butt on there either. I was like, there's no way I could twist myself into a pretzel. But he spent $800 on this thing. So I sent him the link to your website and everything, and he was amazed at the little video of it. And I'm going down to Florida in a couple of weeks, so when I go down, I'm going to bring it so he can see it and try it, and then I guarantee you he'll be ordering one.
I'm so glad. You know, my seniors, I am in love with the fact that they can do, that they can move, that they have mobility. You know, one of my next products that I'm coming out with, I've got two that I love, but one is a pair of sneakers with a weight attached to it. So that you add just a little bit of weight when you walk. So now you can walk and you can spin gym.
Mm-hmm.
People are calling me, and I love this, America's Fitness Innovator. And I thought that was a really special title, because what it means to me is not fitness doesn't mean going to the gym.
Right.
Fitness means balance to me, being physically fit. But how about emotionally fit or spiritually fit? How about facially fit, financially fit? How do I fit the two kids in? What does it mean to be fit? And then an innovator... my dad was an inventor, so the idea that I can bring little products like this, not big $800 machines. I've never sold an $800 machine in my life. I wouldn't know why you would. I go to the gym for that. But for under $30, you have the little wow. You just got an ab workout. We're screaming wow for $30.
Yeah, exactly.
That to me is innovative. That to me is hope. And I think that's what I want to sell, because that's why your dad spent that money. That's why people spend a lot of money. I talked to an 85-year-old woman who bought an ab circle. Now, the ab circle requires that you get down on your knees. I don't see this woman at 85 really kind of working out on her knees.
My
you
father
know,
bought that for my sister.
And?
And she it's sitting there. The cats chew on the rubber. I mean, I used it, and it's a cool machine, but... You know what? It hurts my knees, and it hurts my arms. And, you know, okay, at the end of it, I might have a little twist in my waist, but that, you know what? It hurts my back.
Right.
I won't use
it
again.
You know, it's a cute idea, but it's just not functionally practical.
No, it's not. Not at all.
And here's
if you're
thing.
Heavy
yeah.
and you have problems in your knees, you're not going to want to kneel down in those pads, because they're kind of small. It's not like a one-size-fit-all knee pad either.
Right.
You know,
and I don't want to diss the product, but I just, you know, I think we're tired. And I think maybe the start of the new decade is we're tired of being lied to about everything, about what our money is doing, about how much a house should cost, about what health and fitness really does look like, about these big companies. I mean, one of the most detrimental companies that could ever imagine is Kellogg's. And, you know, it's funny because Mr. Kellogg started out as a wonderful guy who believed in colonics and healthy food. And now you go down that aisle in the grocery store, and it is just beautifully covered boxes of high fructose corn syrup and sugar designed to attract our kids to eat crap in the morning.
Absolutely.
And do you have children?
Yes, I have two. I have a 17-year-old and a 9-year-old,
that's right.
Two boys.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just mortified that we – and so moms, you know, we don't really have a lot of time to do the research. You know, moms are so busy getting their kids together, and you go down, you pick this up, and you hear all these TV commercials. You're assuming it must be fine. But I would like to kind of talk to a generation that says, look, you can't – it's almost like you can't trust anybody. Trust your instinct. You know what's right. And let's – you know, and again, it's funny because I'm one of the people – you use the word hawking on television. I hate the word hawking because it kind of implies that I'm trying to sell you something.
Okay.
I've never tried to sell anybody. The Jacqueline Juicer has been on TV for 7 years now. We aired it. If you look at the two infants, they're in first grade now. What's interesting about Jacqueline, here's a guy who now is 95 years old,
right,
who at 70 swam across a mile-and-a-half river pulling 70 boats while he was handcuffed and hasn't had sugar in 75 years and does 2 hours of workout every single morning of his life. I don't think this guy is a fly-by-night shyster. I just don't. You know,
exactly.
I think he's a – he's not. He walks the walk. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with him. He eats the way he talks. He's amazing. It's his religion.
Right.
And so when we talk about juicers, yeah, I mean, a juicer, it's nice. It's got good features. It's got a big, wide mouth and a good motor. But now we're talking about getting healthy nutrition into your body. I could talk about that all day long.
Right.
When we talk about the Health Master, it's the same thing. I blend every single day. I started this morning. I was thinking about, man, the reality camera could just be on me and my family. We start every morning, and I take the acai frozen berries, and I stick it in there with a little bit of mango juice. Lots of frozen fruit now that they, amazing what they do. There's zero ingredients aside from, you can get frozen bananas, frozen strawberries, blueberries, mango, peach. It's all right in the grocery section with no other ingredients.
Exactly.
Frozen on the site, which is great because unfortunately so much fresh vegetables and fruit sits around and gets rotten.
Yeah.
And I throw that in and I put a scoop of, you know, these new kind of seeds and high nutritional powders that they're making.
Right.
I blend it up, and that is how my kids start their day. And then every once in a while when they're not watching, I'll throw in a couple of kale leaves or a piece of broccoli. Nobody even notices it's in there.
Exactly.
And now you got raw nutrition. Not that
expensive. And that's the way to do it. It's not. I do the same thing now. I just started doing that this January. I never blended everything. Everything was pretty much on the go for me. Whatever was easier between football and Boy Scouts, and I'm a single mom at that. So, you know, I kind of, fed these companies, you know, with my money and say, okay, this is easier. We'll do Pop-Tart. Here, take a Pop-Tart and go. No, not anymore. You know, I went and bought a standalone freezer. It's full of frozen fruit and anything that I can blend. I buy juices and I put them in that freezer just to preserve them. And when I need them, I take them out because I shop in bulk. But that's what I do in the morning. I make these smoothies.
Congratulations.
And
I'll bet your kids are stronger. They think better in school.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of their friends start their day that way?
Oh gosh, none of them. Are you kidding me? None of them. If it doesn't come through a drive-through window, they don't think it's food. You know, and it's just like, yeah, okay, well, you know, my 9-year-old refuses to touch a vegetable. He has no idea that he eats vegetables every single day. Because he has no idea because it all goes right in there. I even buy Tyler Florence, the chef. I went to a presentation he did, and he does all this, he's doing this organic line of baby food. And I took a couple sample packets home, and it's delicious. And I opened up a couple of them, and I mixed them in with some pasta sauce that he had no idea. No idea. Mixed them in with the if I was making a bread or whatever. They have no idea. So that's what
We call that stealth health, but that's being a smart, alert mom. And
yeah,
I got
to
tell you,
you
know, we talk about this health care reform and the growing rise in obesity. I think Obama and the rest of the people should be saying, hey, let's reform what we eat. And it's so hard because they're such big companies. But that's where all this starts. We are sick because we're making ourselves sick. We love to sell cigarettes and tons of alcohol. We love to abuse our bodies. Then we go, oh, now it's not working. Somebody take care of me.
Exactly.
And if you can't pop a pill.
Exactly. I have to say, you know, preventative care is what it's all about. I mean, I was diagnosed in December pre-diabetic. And diabetes runs in my family, but the weight doesn't help either. So that's why my aunt was prompted to do the gym membership for me, which was really sweet. But because of the cancer, I have Medicare insurance. Do you know, and this is a fact, Medicare will pay 100% for you to go have gastric bypass surgery or a lap band procedure, but they will not pay for a pre-diabetic patient to go for nutritional counseling.
I have a girlfriend of mine who actually gained 20 pounds above her weight so that she could qualify for gastric bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something wrong with the system.
Because the insurance companies will pay for that, but they won't pay for a nutritionist. And I find that incredible. I said, you mean to tell me my only option here is if I don't lose the weight on my own is to go get cut open and have a procedure? Because I can't afford to pay for a nutritionist on my own and the insurance company won't. But
wow.
After I get diagnosed with diabetes, then they'll pay for a nutritionist. You have to be completely diagnosed with it before they'll pay for a nutritionist. And I think it was only like 6 visits or something like that.
Wow. So we found the problem. Can we inspire people? So let's start with putting SpinGym in everybody's hands. At least get people moving.
Exactly.
You know what SpinGym does, by the way, getting back to this product that I love, is it's harder than it looks. And so what you're doing is you're burning up calories.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can commit to this, one of the things, losing weight is a math equation. More calories expended than eaten.
Right.
It's kind of interesting when you go, you know what, I'm kind of working out here. My arms are looking good. My chest is feeling stronger, but I'm actually burning calories. I'm breathing heavier. Now I can actually eat.
Exactly.
Now, it's funny because you sound fit and healthy and active and really smart, and I congratulate you for being a cancer survivor and a single mom. I applaud you. I don't know how you do it. But what do you think your diet downfall is?
I think it was mainly emotional. Because before I was sick, I was pretty fit. I was in the gym every single day, and I was pretty fit, and I really didn't have any issues. I was never sick a day in my life until I got hit with this, and the lack of activity was a big deal, and it was depression, and the medicine that they had me on, I was completely lethargic all the time, and I became emotional, and when I was emotional, I ate like a pig. Ben and Jerry were my best friends. And you know what? And I'll tell you know, the drive-thrus were also. And I was so totally convinced that they do put stuff in that food to make you come back. It's addictive.
Absolutely addictive.
It really is. And I do believe that is it. And I have to say, for the last month, I haven't had soda. I haven't had bread. I haven't had anything like that. It's been strictly water and orange juice and, you know, my fat-free milks and that's it. And as I buy as much organic as I possibly can afford. And fresh vegetables and a lot of greens and fish and chicken. That's it. That's all I eat now.
You know, I was, and congratulations, because that is, and I'm sure you feel different.
Oh, I do. But feeling different, yeah. But, you know, a lot of the side effects I have are the fatigue. And I was looking at your website. The Infinity is something that I'm going to order from you because I would love to try that. If that can make me feel the way it says on your website, the different things that it tackles, I will be almost 100% back to the way that I used to be. Because
well, I'll tell you what, you need to do me a favor, and I highly recommend this product. It's kind of remarkable. There are no,
mm-hmm.
and I often, you know, I don't manufacture this product.
Right.
It is a third-party company that I love because what I did was I took this for a while. There's no side effects. You don't feel jittery. You just feel more awake.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love your honest feedback on this product because I got to tell you, I've never touched a Red Bull. I would never. I don't drink caffeine. The only thing I drink is tea.
Mm-hmm.
And this little guy, I think you're going to be amazingly surprised.
Well, that's what I was looking at. And I even said to my father, because for years since I've been in remission, we've been trying to, you know, pinpoint side effects. And my big thing is a lot of muscle cramps. And, I mean, to the point where they paralyze me in the middle of the night.
Oh, all right. So I'm sitting here playing with this new product. You got to check this out, too. Not the tea. I'm all about innovation. because I think products make your life better. You know, your house is full of products.
Right.
Go watch, go to hsn.com and look up Light Relief.
Okay.
I'm playing with it right now because I broke my finger in a flying trapeze accident, believe it or not.
Really?
Kind of a funny long story. I actually used to work at Club Med, and I went to Club Med, took the kids couple of months ago, and I'm actually very good at flying trapeze. It's one of the things they offer at Club Med. By the way, it's so easy that both of my six-year-olds could do flying trapeze too. You learn how to do it, it's great. But because I was good enough, they invited me to be in their show, which is the middle of the vacation, Wednesday night. I'm wearing blue spandex. It's on my Facebook. And I'm climbing up the 40 feet, and I go to – I'm the first one up. I'm going to do this really – relatively easy trick. I do the swing thing. I've done it 100 times. The catcher catches me, and I guess because it was wet and kind of damp that night in Florida, he loses me 30 feet above the net. I go flying out to the apron. I bounce down to the net. I catch my ring finger in the net, and as I bounce back up, my ring finger literally snaps off.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
I look down, and it's at a complete right angle to the rest of my hand. And I remember there's 300 people watching me. And it was like, it didn't even hurt. Thank God it didn't cut my finger off because it would have been really freaky. And I snapped it back, completely dislocated it. And the guys are like, can you get off the, you know, off the net? And I'm like, I'm stuck.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And sadly, it's been a, you know, and it's funny because a girlfriend of mine, I'm at an event a couple of months ago, and she says to me, oh, is everything okay with you and your husband? I'm like, why are you asking me that now? And she's like, because you're not wearing a ring. And I'm like, broken finger, my ring finger. I can't wear my wedding band.
Oh, my gosh.
So, the point of the story is I'm sitting here with my light relief. So I am selling this tomorrow at 3 o'clock on Home Shopping, Eastern Standard Time. It's an amazing price. I knew about this product because my chiropractor had given it to me. My chiropractor doesn't give you anything, but he felt really bad for me one day because I was going on a trip, and he said, no, he said, try this product, take it with you, and let me know what you think. Well, I loved it. I contacted the company and said, look, this is a great product, and they said, hey, would you sell this to us on Home Shopping? We debut tomorrow at 3 o'clock. But I'm sitting here talking to you with my hand on it. It is warm. It's got light diodes. Just write that down, lightrelief.com. Go check it out.
I'm looking
great
at it right now while you're talking.
Robert Wagner, great infomercial, much better price on Home Shopping. And it increases the circulation, and it's very hard to say this, it takes away your pain. You
really?
Put it on your stiff joint. It's for arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? This is one of those products that, again, I don't want to sell it to you. I want you to just try it and go, yeah, I love it or I don't love it, but I think you will.
Okay.
I'm sitting here with it on my finger right now, and it feels amazing. I put this on my neck because I get a little, yeah, you know. I'm all about finding those products that just do something special for you.
And we're definitely going to try that one out. And I know my father, I guarantee my father saw this before because he's all into that. And he just had knee surgery.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're going to think I'm a nutcase. Back to the Hawking thing. Okay, so this weekend, I'm on HSN all weekend with my other favorite product. And now here's the other thing I need to remind your viewers, your listeners. I've only sold in my career, maybe 15 products ever. I did a bunch more infomercials when I was younger when I didn't really know what I was doing, but products that I stand behind, 15. And I mean, I can name them. I mean, your Jacqueline Juicer, your Health Master, my Spin Gym. The other one that I've sold for 5 years, again, I find one product. I sold Orbitrek for 10 years, one elliptical glider. Well, because it was a perfect machine. It was really reasonable priced. An elliptical glider was a great thing to have in your house. And I went to London and I sold it, and I sold it at QVC. One product, 15 years. Okay, so my other favorite product is called the Urban Rebounder. Have you seen this?
No. Oh, no. This is the gym. This is the trampoline.
The trampoline. Again, under $99. I'm not selling anything for $800. Now, here's the great thing. I'm launching it this weekend with 14 workouts. It's got three complete DVDs. You just should go to the website and just watch on HSN.com, watch the Urban Rebounder, because here's the thing your dad's going to want. If your dad's knee hurts, you go for a walk on the ground and there's impact every step you take.
Right.
When you walk on the Rebounder, your 9-year-old will love the Rebounder. My 6-year-olds have been doing it, don't tell anybody, since they were 2. It has this little stability bar and resistance bands. But when you go for a walk, and if you look up the word rebounding on the internet, you will see that NASA, and I can't say this on television, that NASA endorses, the Long Island girl can't say NASA endorses in the same sentence, endorses rebounding as one of the healthiest things you can do for the way it works on your lymphatic drainage system.
Really?
No impact on your knees.
Wow.
Again, $99, and on HSN they'll ship it to you for free. So that's basically now it's like $60.
Right.
Couldn't be
that's
more
amazing.
Worth it. Love
We're
this.
Definitely going to check that out. off topic for 1 minute, because I got an email from a fan of yours that wasn't able to tune in to the show live but wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
Can you ask Forbes about shooting the pilot for Fashion House and what Fox's original plans were for it?
Oh, my God. I want to give your listener a huge hug. You know, one of the biggest...
Raymond Burks.
Raymond, one of the biggest disappointments of my whole life, and as they say, God closes the door and opens the window, that's
mm-hmm.
exactly what that opportunity was. My whole life, I just wanted to be an actress. And it breaks my heart when they call me the Julia Roberts of infomercials, because I really just wanted to be Julia Roberts. And I have,
right.
I've worked on Broadway. I've been on 24, done movies. Lily Tomlin even let me do her one-woman show. I'm a good actress, but I'm probably not a great actress. Who knows? I don't know what the universe has in mind. I think the universe was saying, look, acting aside, your mission on this earth is to help other people. Stick with it. But five years ago, I finally got the lead in a TV series. And that's what Raymond's talking about. It was a TV series called Fashion House, and Fox was launching this new network called My Network TV. It was a telenovela, 65 one-hour episodes. I'm playing the Joan Collins bitch fashion designer with all these young, beautiful people, conniving, sexual, funny. Oh, my God, I am having the time of my life. I said to my husband, I've done it. I've arrived. I'm going to be a TV star after all these years. We shoot the pilot, and here's what's interesting. People in the middle of the country know who I am because they bought products. They've seen me. The infomercial community knows who I am, but the executives on the East and West Coast, they go to bed at 11 o'clock when their shows are over, right? They don't watch
right.
infomercials, so they have no idea who I am.
Right.
After we shoot the pilot, and you can see the pilot on the web called Fashion House, one of the executives from New York decides, hey, you know what? The biggest name in this TV series is Forbes Riley, and nobody knows who she is. We're going to replace her with a star. They replace me with Bo Derek. Interesting about that. Now, Bo Derek, nothing against her. She's a name that we all go, hey, is she still alive? You know, what's she doing? How does she look? But
right.
she's not a very good actress.
Right.
And she's an okay actress, but she's not the Joan Collins bitch that this role needed. She's a something else. And so she got to play the lead, and the series died. It was horrible. It was unwatchable. It died a horrible death. And what's funny about it is, my agent called me in after they said, you know what, we're going to replace you. And I was so heartbroken. This was my whole dream on a plate. It was there. I had a taste of my dream. And then my agent calls me into his office. He says, you know what? He said, I'm going to let you go. He says, you're very talented. I adore you. He said, but as an actress, nobody in Hollywood knows who you are. And every time you go out for a part, they're going to give it to somebody who's more well-known. Kim Cattrall, Elizabeth Perkins. You name the star. They're going to give it to her before they're going to give it to you. They don't know you. But in
mm-hmm.
this other world, you're famous. Why don't you go off and get so famous that you can afford to buy your own movie? And I had two thoughts at that moment. I said to myself, I can take this and be bitter and angry and go, screw you, you know what you're talking about, and keep going in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can pack up my kids and move to Florida where home shopping is and say, okay, what does the universe really have in store for me? What am I supposed to be doing? How do I brand Forbes Riley, and what's most important to me? And the word came up to me, and it's always been in my life, is to inspire. I've always dreamt of inspiring other people. And acting is very self-serving. It's very self-indulgent. People treat you like gold. You get to go to big award shows, and everybody loves you. And sometimes you do a movie that actually matters, but mostly you don't.
Right.
In the work that I've chosen to do in the last 5 years since that decision happened, I think I've touched people. I've changed their lives. I've got people to lose weight, get off the couch, play more with their children, and really stand to be a role model for busy working moms who try to balance their kids and their home life. And if the universe has anything in store, I really would like to take this message back to television. I had a talk show years ago, and I'd like to be back in that space.
And you know what? You are an inspiration. Oh, my God, I'm getting misty-eyed. Ah, you really are an inspiration, Forbes, and I couldn't possibly imagine – anyone better suited to do a talk show than you right now.
You know, actually, as I say, from your mouth, as my mother would say, from your mouth to God's ears, because
right.
I did one years ago. I love it. I love being on camera, but mostly I love helping people. And you know, it's funny, all my training, people say, well, how do I get to be you? And I'm like, here's what you do. You spend a couple of years hosting the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, because that's good for comedic skills. You do improv theater. You train as a serious actress for most of your life. you do Broadway, you do movies, and then you start selling on television for, I don't know, 20 years. That's how you get to be me. You know,
right.
It's funny how you come to this point in your life. It's a great overnight success story that took almost 30 years.
And it's a beautiful story. And I honestly could see this like on Lifetime.
Oh, that's very sweet of you to say.
I can.
That's funny. We're writing a book right now called Been There, Sold That. And perhaps it will be because there's some funny parts to the story that I haven't even begun to share with the general public that you're going to be kind of shocked at. I'll give you a taste because it's kind of funny. But in my 20s, in order to make a living as an actress, I used to deliver singing and stripping telegrams in public.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember the strippogram?
Yes.
I was with the guy who invented that.
Wow.
And that's far. And I did 15,000 of those. And I know that sounds fantastic and ridiculous. And believe me, you're going to want to read this book because it is the story of a little chubby girl who wasn't all that attractive, who believed that she never should do nudity, but she wanted power and control, and that's what I got through doing that. And I did the most embarrassing things to people and had the most fun in the world doing this silly, crazy job and just trying to figure it out. And I have a lot to talk about to people, especially young people, because, we're told things that aren't true. We're told that you have to get go to college to get a good job. Well, what happens when your company closes and they lay you off? Apparently, your company that you're so devoted to doesn't really care about you.
Right.
What did you do for you? I've never had the front door. I've always been the girl who worked around the back door. I've always made money. I've always sold things or figured it out. I mean, I used to do a stand-up comedy show at ski resorts because I didn't have enough money to go skiing. So how do you figure it out? I wanted to go skiing.
Right.
I wanted to go scuba diving. I found a job at Club Med for a little while. So it's been very there's no real rule book to life, but there's certain ways that people play it. It seems like a game. It seems like the people who are the really rich people know
mm-hmm.
how to play the money game really well.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of us usually end up working for them. You know, or the fame game, you can play that one. Or there's all kind of games that you can play in life.
Right.
And I would like to have a little more of a rule book. Somebody kind of go, hey, honestly, you know, here's how it kind of is. It doesn't have to be the way you thought it was. It doesn't have to be the way your parents said it was. You don't have to live the same life. I mean, I talk to people all the time from the middle of the country. Like, there's people who live in very small, cold towns up north. And you find yourself, because I went to college in Rochester, saying, you seem pretty unhappy. Why are you staying here? Oh, it's all I know. Wouldn't want to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, really? Did you ever see that postcard of Hawaii? Those guys are having
right.
a great time in bikinis. And they're like, oh, no, that's just, I don't want to go. They've never been on a plane in their whole lives.
Right.
You go, wow, you know, can you inspire these people to live a really fun life?
I see that all the time here because I'm up in Buffalo. I'm not far from Rochester, and I'm in a little suburb of Buffalo, Hamburg, and that's how they talk around here. This is where they are. Oh, I'd love to go down to New York City. Well, gosh, it's only, you know, a few hours away. Get on the train. Go.
I think people need to be given courage.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw the play Wicked the other night, and I was thinking of the lion and the Tin Man and the Scarecrow, who each kind of lacked something, and they were
right.
waiting for someone else to give it to them.
Right.
And so they all spend their whole life trying to get to this mythical thing. Somebody's going to give them a heart or give them courage. And the point of that story, which is so beautiful, is that you had it all along.
Right.
And it might take somebody to help inspire you to just get it out. And I don't know who is that person. I mean, Oprah is one of those people, but there's not enough of them. It's not
right.
Jerry Springer or Tyra or Leno late at night. They're not doing that.
Right.
And I think people are so put upon. I mean, don't people ask you all the time, how do you balance a career and being sick and two kids and being single?
Sure do.
Because
this was my dream to do radio. That was my dream, and I let things get in the way, but you know what? Life is too short for things to keep getting in the way. You just got to figure out how to do all the things that you love together. I take care of my kids. I take care of my house. And I do this show. And what you are going to be knocked off your socks with is that this started out as a labor of love. This is a hobby. I don't make a living off of this show. This is my hobby.
but you love it, and it's, I can hear it.
But I love it, and I've been doing it since April of 08, and I wouldn't give it up for anything. I don't care that I don't make a dime off of this. This is what I love to do. No one will touch me with a 10-foot pole with my medical history. So this
right.
gives me my voice, and this gives me the opportunity to do what I originally set out for when I was 18 years old when I went to college, you know, and then again when I moved to Florida and I went to the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale. I went to college for this, but cancer came in between us. And now post-cancer, I found this internet network that's so amazing that lets me do what I love. Now,
mm.
if I can turn it into a paying thing, well, of course, I'd be one happy chick. But you know what? I'm good with this right
yeah.
now. You know? That's the way that it is. And what I love about it is that when I started it, is that my inspiration was, and this is funny because, well, maybe not funny, but the soap operas were all I had while I was sick. It's what kept me company day in and day out in the hospital because my chemotherapy treatments were very intense. I was 7 days a week, 24 hours a day on chemo for a month at a time.
Oh my God.
Then my infections would get so bad, I'd only be home a week before I was back in the hospital, you know, for another 2 weeks. So I might have been home 2 weeks at a time each month. So
wow.
ABC Daytime is what kept me kind of not thinking of what I was going through, but what they, you know, it was like an escape from reality. So when I started this, I started out with soap actors. And I interviewed pretty much almost everybody in ABC Daytime, but it was more about getting to know the actors on a different level from what I saw them on TV every single day and to connect fans and their favorites, you know, together in a different way because not everybody was capable of going to these expensive events and this, that, and the other thing. And it worked. And it made me so happy that I would be able to have, you know, someone say a happy birthday to, you know, a fan of theirs. Oh, Joanne, you made my day. You know, Megan Ward said happy birthday to me or Kiko Ellsworth said happy birthday. That tickled me and that kept me going. So then it just kind of expanded after soaps, and I was like, I want to do more. You know, I want to get into other actors, and I want to get into other forms of entertainment. So then we moved into television, and I got Marsha Mason and Ted McGinley, and you know what I'm saying? So it was little by little. It was reaching out at me, and I was grabbing it. And then I get to talk to wonderful, inspirational people like you that give me more inspiration to keep doing it.
Well,
you know?
I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you. And I think the biggest honor in all this is that the person, Brandon, that I was talking about earlier, he started his own show, you know, because he saw what a fabulous thing this network was, and he did that based off of my show. His is much different than mine, in a sense, because he does a lot of he's a writer, so he gets into the technical aspects of behind-the-scenes stuff, you know, where I'm more the actor-type girl. But we became really good friends over the Internet, and I've never met him. And I love him to death.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I'll tell you what, too. The Internet's changed a lot. I know that Facebook, for me, has become a real friend, you know, because I travel a lot
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the night. I've got a network of people who check in with me and connect and are fans, and I'm fans of theirs, and I see what my friends are doing. And it's interesting how you go through something to get where you are. And I'm sure in the middle of all your treatments, you thought, man, at some point, this is just ridiculous. How can I survive
mm-hmm.
all this? And
oh,
something
yeah.
you held on to. And so for me, it started in 1998 with a phone call that my mom had cancer. And then 6 months later, my dad got sick. 6 months later, my dad died. A year later, my mom died. A month after that, 9/11 hit. My brother was a survivor of a fireman of 9/11, but all 10 of the guys in his firehouse died that day.
Oh,
three of them were at my mother's funeral. After trying for 5 years, we finally got pregnant. 6 months later, my husband's little brother was murdered. And it was a roller coaster of crap for so long. And people go, oh, you know, you've got an easy life. You had a, you know what? At some point, I turned to work and stopped thinking, and I think I shut myself down for 5 years. I don't know that I, you know, felt or experienced much of anything. Just
mm-hmm.
kept going. And so just like you, I mean, I challenge anybody out there to say, oh, you know, you've got it easy. I've got my woes. I can't lose the weight. I'm emotional. Screw it. Hang up all
mm-hmm.
your troubles on a tree and move forward. And the
exactly.
only way to do that is to say we've all got issues. There's all kind of reasons to stop. And
right.
You get a choice. You don't have to continue. You don't have to be fit. You don't have to enjoy your life. I'm not asking you to, you know. But I'll tell you what, it's so much more fun when you do. And it comes down to changing an attitude. It's really easier than I could have ever imagined to make a decision. You flip a switch. I'm going to eat healthy. I see the difference. I'm going to flip a switch. I'm going to get educated. I'm flipping a switch. I'm going to find true love. I'm going to flip a switch and wake up this morning and just be happy. And maybe the way to be happy is to stop thinking about you and go help somebody else. And that, to me, seems to be one of the true gifts in life, is when you can help other people, that's the greatest feeling of all.
I agree. I completely agree. God, I can't tell you how happy I am that that you came to me through this, because I completely agree with everything that you say. And I find it a blessing to actually be able to talk to you.
Thank you. You know, and it's funny because, truthfully, if you look at my schedule, I just got back from a marathon trip of launching my product on home shopping, going to Canada, selling out, just got back from London yesterday, which is a 9-hour flight. Went to a big event tonight where I had to be beautiful for this press thing, which is always so challenging. Took my kids to the event, by the way. They were the only two kids there because I hadn't seen my little guys. Talking to you now, which I'm having a blast. And then I'm on television at 2 o'clock this morning, all day tomorrow, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday, most of which I'm exercising. Then I head to New Orleans for work, off to L.A. for a big Spin Gym Oscar thing, and then off to New York to shoot an infomercial.
Unbelievable.
But you know what? This is truly a highlight. You are, you know, I haven't gone, thank God, I haven't gone through a personal sickness, because it seems so challenging and debilitating and frustrating when your body rebels against you.
It is. But you know what? When this is another blessing from this show, because the more and more I talk to people, the more and more it gives me inspiration to get back to the way, maybe not the way that I used to be, but to a new me. Because somebody always says to me, when somebody says, you know, do you feel normal? You know, you're in remission. Do you feel normal? I said, you know, I don't remember what normal is anymore. You know, right now this is my normal, and I want to change this normal to something different, because I don't like this normal,
right.
So I want to be something different normal. And that's what I say. I don't remember anymore the way I was, you know, when I was diagnosed in 2003. I mean,
wow.
I was fit. I know I felt good, but it's all a distant memory, because even though I'm in remission, and I thank God every day I am, there's a lot of things that come along with it that may end up hindering some of my progress that I'll try my best to beat, but I may not be able to, because it's just the way that it is, you know, and I'll learn to accept that. But to be fit and to be here and to be here for my kids, that's my goal. He kept me here for a reason, you know, because the cancer was there, it disappeared, but then it came back. And then I was told, you know what? Without a bone marrow transplant, you got a 50-50 shot. And I was only 33 years old. So, and no one ever had cancer in my family.
Have you ever heard of a place called the Optimum Health Institute?
No.
You should write this down.
It's
called OHI. Optimum Health Institute. Again, I don't get paid for this endorsement, but it's a spiritually amazing place. There's one in San Diego, and there's one in Austin, Texas. And people go there for a week. It's on like church property, although it's not religious. So it only costs about $600 for the entire week, room, food, and board, and education. You get classes every day, all day. If you wheatgrass, you drink wheatgrass, you understand how to do wheatgrass colonics, raw food, and people go there who have health opportunities. And I know you have a busy, crazy schedule, but if you or your family could figure out how to treat you to a week there, especially the one in Austin, you will thank me 1,000 times over.
Really?
One of the most life-changing places that you can possibly go. You will be forever changed in your next step forward, and that's why we've had this conversation tonight, you and I. And I appreciate all the people who are listening to this, but for you and I to meet tonight is really important.
Absolutely. Well, Forbes, I tell you, it's been an inspiration, and I recommend everyone listening to definitely get the Spin Gym. The links are on my website. They're all over my Facebook page.
Well, you know, we're on them. By the way, if you want a great price on Spin Gym, if you go to hsn.com, it is the best price because they have free shipping and handling.
Oh, okay.
And we're going back up, I think, tomorrow We're going live on the 3rd, but I think you can start buying it on the internet as of tomorrow. And it's okay. The lowest price, free shipping. And I love the fact that you fell in love with it as much as I did.
Oh, gosh, I do. I love it to death. I really do.
And now
do.
You know how to do your ads.
Yes, and I can't wait. Oh, my God, it's unbelievable. Because, I mean, I don't mind going to the gym, but I'm not going to lay my ass on the floor and do crunches in a gym. I'm sorry. I won't do that.
But here's the thing. You only spend a finite time in the gym. You have Spin Gym with you in your pocket. So when you're waiting, I mean, where do you wait? Do you watch? I watch my kids do dance class. I watch them play soccer. I watch them go swimming. Mm-hmm. I watch them do their homework sometimes. I sit and I wait all the time for people. I sit in airports. I sit in cars. I sit on trains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I probably pick up my Spin Gym about 10 times a day. I play with it when I'm waiting for the computer to boot up or I'm waiting for something. I'll just do 5 or 10 minutes, you know, while I'm doing something else. You can also do your legs. And then for me personally, one of my personal secrets is I take it into the sauna with me. And I try to go to the sauna. That's one of the reasons I like. I'm a lazy person in the gym, if you ever saw me work out. I go to the sauna 3 times a week if I can. I will Spin Gym. I'll do my abs there. I'll do a little bit of cardio. I will break a sweat like you can't believe. My pores get clean. My skin gets detoxed. I feel great. My heart rate is elevated, and I didn't have to work really hard.
Wow, that's a good idea because they do have a sauna at this gym. I'm going to do that.
Oh, my God. The best thing you can do for your skin is the sauna.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I've been addicted for most of my life. And here's a true story. And here's how I know I've been going to the sauna since I was 18. So I joined one of the most expensive clubs when I'm 18. I move into New York City and I get all this money together because I want to meet people. I want to go to the club, the New York Health and Racket Club, back in 1978. And I'm sitting there and these two women are talking. And it's very important that you know I'm a virgin at this point. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So these two women are saying to each other, "Oh, honey, you have got to get a massage." And the other one says, "Really? Well, Gladys, what's the good about massage?" "Oh, it's better than sex." And I thought, "Oh, I can do that. I can go get a massage." And that's when I actually got my very first massage. I was 18. And, you know, comes really close. But I know what she was saying, and that's when I fell in love with the sauna.
Yeah, well, that's a definite tomorrow. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, especially because of all the drugs that are in your system, it's a great
mm-hmm.
way to get them out. It's a great way to get the toxins from all the food that we eat, get them out. And I wish that saunas were more conventional in homes. I don't own one. It's expensive and big, kind of consuming. But I think the Swedish have it right, that if you can do that, your skin glows.
Mm. Well, Joanne will be spending some time in the sauna with her Spin Gym.
There you go. You know what? You're gonna. Yeah, and by the way, Spin Gym amps up your heart rate. Oh, my gosh. You will be sweating and breathing heavy, and you will have done it in 5 minutes.
Unbelievable. Well, everyone, please go to hsn.com. You can start ordering your Spin Gyms because they will have the free shipping and handling. And Forbes is, what's your schedule on HSN, 2 a.m. tonight?
Okay, so 2 a.m. tonight, East Coast time. Are most of your viewers all over the country or are they local?
They're all over, all over. I mean, we
I
have people
that.
In Australia.
All right, well, that's cool. And the ones in Australia, you can always go to hsn.com, and they play the videos of what we've done. So you can always see a show if you've missed it.
Right.
So tonight at 2 o'clock, I will be introducing a new product called Beam Fit, which is a really lovely, and you're going to have to watch it. It's a little complicated, but it's a very amazing program.
Okay.
I've got Light Relief coming up, which I'm still using on my hand, and I use on my elbow because I have a little bit of tennis elbow. Again, great products make you feel better. And then all weekend long, I will be bouncing up and down on Urban Rebounder.
Okay.
And then back on February 3rd, live with the Spin Gym for only its second appearance. This is a brand new, I've spent 18 months developing and making this work, and it finally hit the way and by the way, everybody told me it wasn't going to work. Everybody
really?
Said I couldn't. Well, did you ever see the TV series Pitchman with Billy Mays?
No, I didn't see it. I heard of it, but I never did watch it.
Well, I launched Spin Gym on it, and we bombed. They made an infomercial for me. They didn't quite understand women. They made it towards men, and it didn't do well. And I left that show, a little humiliated and upset, and saying to myself and anyone who would listen, they didn't quite understand it, and I'm going to make this a hit. I'm going to make this a hit.
Right,
18 months later, you tell me.
Oh, it's a hit, all right. It's a hit.
It's a hit and it's great, and it needs to be out there, and people need to be spin-gyming. My goal, I see one at everybody's desk or in their pocket. You ought to see the guys when you go through the TSA. So you have no issue, by the way, getting on an airplane with a spin-gym, or five of them, as I always do. But
okay.
The guy, literally coming in from England with a very strict, the guy took it out, and he's like, what is this? And I said, oh, it's a, you know, don't touch. I said, no, it's a fitness product. You got to, and he had a supervisor come over, and they looked at it. He said, okay, now you show me. He does it, he's like, can you give me this one? I thought, I love you, man. This is great. Can I give, worse, I can give you this one. Take it with my blessing. Let me on the plane.
How cute. Oh, it's fabulous. Well, I recommend it to everyone, and you will definitely, it's worth it. So make sure you go out and definitely check out Forbes on HSN.com and HSN Live, as she will be.
Well, and then ForbesRiley.com is evolving. I've got a wonderful new web guy. Hopefully what you'll see in the next couple of months is some great archive material, you know, things that have come back to haunt me. My very first movie that I ever starred in, I was 20 years old. I'm going to put that up on my website called Splatter University. Funny stuff. I did a dog game show on Animal Planet. I hosted ESPN's X Games. I've got thousands of hours of tape that people don't really know that I've done because, you know, back in the early days of cable, not many people watched it.
Right.
But there's some really fun stuff. And then for your viewer out there who is so excited about Fashion House, you can so see the pilot of that too. I love the fact that it all lives on the web. Have you gone to YouTube, by the way, and typed in my name?
No, I didn't, because you have so many videos attached to your website. That's what I watched. But no, trust me, I have a YouTube account, and this YouTube is new for me. So I never really got into it.
There's two things when you go to YouTube. One, you're going to watch, I star in a movie about raw food that we actually filmed at the Optum Health Institute, about a raw food diet called Supercharge Me. And you ever want an uplifting story, get this movie. You know how they did Supersize Me, where he lived on hamburgers for 30 days? Well, she went down to this raw food institute and said, what happens if I went raw for 30 days? She is now one of the leading raw foodists in the country. She opened up her restaurant in Sarasota, completely changed her whole life's course based on that 30 days at the Optimum Health Institute. And we made this movie. I happened to be lucky enough to bump into her. She loved my philosophies. You can see it on YouTube. And then the other one that you'll get a personal kick out of, how to be inventive. And I'll leave you with this story. We were going to tear my house down and rebuild my home. They said to me, it's $25,000 to knock your house down in Hollywood. I said, that's a lot of money to get nothing. I said, can't we just blow it up like they do, like Lethal Weapon or something? My husband goes on the internet, looks up production companies that knock, knock, knock at the door. The last Die Hard, Live Free or Die Harder, knocks on our door in 2006 and says, can you guys be out in 8 days? We'll blow up your house and we'll give you more than $25,000 to do it. I know. Are you kidding? I just watched the movie the other day. That opening scene is my home being blown up. Talk about a cathartic feeling. But on YouTube, you'll see a little video. It says, Die Hard blows up my house. I videotaped my 2 4-year-olds watching their home go boom.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see this. All right.
So innovative. And you know what? Again, I never really read the rule book that other people seem to ascribe.
Right.
And if you dream it, I mean, I'm such a fan of The Secret. The Secret must be my religion. Because you see it, you dream it, you achieve it.
Right.
You're hosting a radio show. Who knew?
Right.
And you're alive.
That's right.
You know, I mean, those things are miracles.
I completely agree.
And you get to kiss
my babies, you know, I mean,
yeah.
That are growing up so fast. I know. Ugh. One's graduating high school next year. He just turned 17. The other one just turned 9. So I know.
How wonderful. Congratulations. And what a pleasure to talk to you tonight.
It's been my pleasure. I mean, definitely. And I'd love to stay in touch with you. Don't miss Forbes Riley on HSN. And definitely go get that spin gym, or I'm just going to have to beat all of you up. That's what I can say. Forbes, I'd love to stay in touch, June. Thank you so much for coming on.
You know what's great about you is I feel like I'm talking to an old friend from high school, and I appreciate that the audience got to listen in on this. And this was truly a very intimate conversation. So thank you for allowing me to be me and sharing this, because I think we touched somebody out there tonight.
And you know what? I agree. And that's the goal of Star Dish Radio. It is supposed to be not just like a Barbara Walters interview. It's supposed to feel like you're talking to your old friend. So I'm glad I came across like that to you. That really, really makes me happy to hear you say that.
You did. You're great.
All right. Well, thank you so much, honey, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Good night.
Good night, Forbes.